Lag BaOmer is a day of great joy because it was on this day that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. But this reason is difficult to understand. The simple reason why the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying was because there was no one left to die. Imagine this scenario. There's a father that has 10 children, and one by one they start dying. Finally, the day comes when the father has to bury his last remaining child. Is that a cause of celebration? Of course not. Obviously, the day of his last child's death is a day of unimaginable tragedy. That day is actually the most tragic of all. So how are we to understand the Simcha of Lag BaOmer? So the Prichadish explains that the Simcha is that the Rekiva started again. He acquired 5 new Talmidim and built a new yeshiva. However, the question remains, Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. He had the biggest yeshiva in world history, bigger than BMG and the Mir combined, and he replaced them with 5 Talmidim. How could this be a cause for celebration? So the Prichadish offers a powerful insight. The joy of Lag BaOmer lies in what happened next. Lag BaOmer is a celebration of renewal. Rabbi Akiva invested 24 years of his life to raise 24,000 Talmidim. He poured his heart and soul into his Talmidim, and in a short period of time, they're all gone. They're all perished. If Rabbi Akiva would have given up hope and stopped teaching, if he would have thrown in the towel and announced his retirement, no one would have blamed him. But with great determination and resilience, Rabbi Akiva picked himself up after that terrible tragedy and started again. He searched for 5 new Talmidim, and he taught them Torah. And through them, Torah continued. What was the result of his new venture? The 5 greatest Tanaim of all time. Most of Torah Shabbat Peh emanates from them. One of those students was the great Tana Reb Shimon ben Yochai. And it all came about because Rabbi Akiva had the courage and the resolve to pick up the pieces and go on after one of the darkest periods in Jewish history. His Talmud Reb Shimon ben Yochai embodied that same strength and optimistic outlook as his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos relates a fascinating story. Kishenechnusu Rebbeseinu LeKerem BeYavna. The Tanoim were gathered in Yavna and had a discussion concerning the upcoming generations of Klal Yisrael. They foresaw a very dark and distressing future. They predicted a world without Torah. The Tanoim declared, "Asi the Torah should tishtakech miYisrael." There will come a time when Torah will be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. People will stop learning Torah. They will stop doing mitzvahs. The great tzaddikim of the time foresaw Yidden and Galus and all the tzaras that will prevail throughout the years. And therefore they said, it will be impossible for the Yidden to still be committed to Torah. At that point, Reb Shimon ben Yochai stood up and he banged on the table. Chas v'shalom shishtakech Torah miYisrael. That will never happen. It is written, ki lo yishakach mipizareh. Torah will never be forsaken. Torah will never be forgotten. No matter how difficult the galus, no matter the challenges, Torah will prevail. Yeshivas will endure. Rebbeim will teach. Talmidim will learn. Torah will live on. And this is the true joy of Lag BaOmer. We live with the promise of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. We are inspired by the courage and the perseverance of Rabbi Akiva. When we experience tragedy, we rebuild. When we fall down, we get back up. We never give up hope. If we fall again, we get back up again. With even more determination, with more resolve. Because every setback, every hardship, becomes the very catalyst for even greater growth and elevation. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
You fall down, you get back up. You fall down, you get back up. Sheva Yiboy Letzavavadu. You fall down, you get back up. You fall down, you get back up. Sheva Yiboy Letzavavadu. start over again. 'Cause we know, ain't shown you Olam Klam. 'Cause we know, ain't shown you Olam Klam.